Hey, what is up, everyone? We are back with the Bad Cause Dad podcast. We have me, Tom, Scott, James, Chase, and Rob today for the New World special. I don't know. What else are we going to call it, right? Have we been playing anything else? New World expansion came out, and we were honestly playing a week or two before that, just getting into the game. Most of us were new. James been playing from launch, so it's good to have James here because you'll have some good perspectives that we won't on the game. But, man, I've been having a blast. I don't know what else to say. The game is a fun game, and it's a cool game that finally got some of you guys in who haven't been playing MMOs recently. And so that's been
The best part about it? This is a game that we all have been playing, and that is something that has not happened for a very long time.
Yeah, true. The Discords, we're all in the Discord again, you know, like in the same channel, hanging out, playing the game, seeing what Rob can craft for us, you know what I mean? Like it's been good. So I'm just going to throw this out there just in case. Has anyone been playing anything other than New World before we get rolling on New World? What's everybody up to?
You have, sir.
Real life.
You want to spell that one first?
I guess, yeah, I can go first. So I actually got Assassin's Creed Mirage. And I haven't played an Assassin's Creed game in, I mean, I don't know, maybe, I don't know what order they came in. Revelations or 3? I don't remember.
You played the Connor one, right? That was
I did play the Connor one years later. Like, I did get that one on and eventually play. You know how, I don't know if you guys played on Ubisoft Store or on, I don't know if they're on Steam, but the Ubisoft Store will have them for sale for like $2.99 or something, you know, and so sometimes free. And so I know I
Chase
got the one
would
with
still
Connor.
Return it.
Don't tell him my secret.
So it begins.
No, but I've been, I looked at a lot of the reviews were super negative on it. And so at first I was just like, not going to play it. Then I saw one review that looked kind of positive, so I was like, okay, what are they going to say about it? And it's just kind of a throwback, like a return to old school Assassin's Creed, which is what I liked. I quit playing when they started doing, like, when there was an XP bar introduced to Assassin's Creed. I'm like, why do we need an XP bar in a single-player game? Like, I don't understand necessarily, you know, just give me the skill points, give me the treasure maps, you know, to go find stuff. Bounty contracts, assassination quests, you know, all that kind of stuff. The story, of course. So that kind of got me intrigued, and I am a sucker for stealth games. Like, I love stealth co-op. You know, I love Splinter Cell, one of my all-time favorites. So that style, even like the Ghost Recon Wildlands and like Breakpoint, it's got, you know, you can play stealth if you want. I love that stuff. And so I was kind of craving something like that again. And when I saw Mirage, I was like, you know what? Let's give it a shot. Now, granted, I've only played a handful of hours. So will it be the best AC game ever? I don't think so. But I think it's going to be fun. So, yeah, man, I jumped on it. And I don't usually do single player, but I like stealth. So that's the reason why I jumped in. But anybody else jumping into anything before we get rolling on New World?
Yeah, I mean, it actually relates to New World. It's I was playing the new Deep Rock Survivor, not beta. It's just a demo. It's made by the guys that made Deep Rock Galactic, that first-person shooter, four-player co-op game, which I had a blast with playing that for, you know, hundreds of hours. This one is a Survivor-type game, so it's like Vampire Survivor, and it's made by the same studio. Actually, I think it might be actually outsourced to a different developer. But I was playing that in between waiting to get in line in queue for New World on my Steam Deck. Mm. So when there was a queue of 600, I'm like, well, I got 30 minutes. Let's see what's out there. You know, okay, now we're down to 200. Okay, great. You know, so I was playing that. It's a blast. It's absolute blast. And it's in its demo state. And it really is, you know, about failing and getting more better, you know, ammo, weapons, whatever, and just that gameplay loop. It's a simple gameplay loop. It's really pick up and play, quick and easy, and it's a demo, you know, so the expectation is low. It's like, okay, gonna try a slice of this game and see how it is. I actually really like it, so I gave my feedback and posted on the Steam channel and the community. you know, kind of early review. I just really like it. It's a lot of fun. So yeah, I'm a sucker for those survivor type games because I think they're so easy and like they tap into kind of an old school like Primal. Atari level, you know, simplicity.
Man, so. we got to make the Starship Troopers. that would be a riot for sure.
Kill bugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially throwing back a few and just getting.
Mm-hmm. Kill bugs. Really bugs. Balmora. I mean, you don't need to play that.
But. Only good bug is a dead bug.
Yeah. I'm doing my part.
So is that game out yet, Chase, or you can only do the demo?
You can only do the demo. And that actually goes, we were talking earlier about the rant, but yeah, it's something that they are just demoing right now, and it's nothing more than like 10% of what the final game's going to be. So,
Okay. Hmm. Nice. Yep. Okay. Anybody else? Any other games?
Just a little bit of PGA Tour 2K23.
Hey, ooh, hard.
It's kind of the season. Like I, for whatever reason, I always get the bug to play golf games during the fall because I see the summer's going away and I can't play for real. So I'm like, all right, I'll just play a video game.
Yep, too real,
dude. I used to be all in on the Tiger Woods on GameCube. Yep. I played so much Tiger Woods golf.
That was a blast, dude. Mm-hmm.
You know what? Because that game had the RPG element, you could like, you know,
build your
make
character.
Your guy look super cool. You know,
min-max your character.
Min-max your all your stats. I was like, here we go. But no, that's cool.
He's a smooth talker in the 19th hole. You know, like that sort of.
Pretty much the same as it was then. Just now, you can play other people online.
That's cool. That's interesting. That's actually really cool. Nice.
All right, well. I certainly have not, so James, please go ahead.
I started smoking New World cigars, so that's.
Hey,
we are so on brand
all aspects
right now.
Of life, yeah,
it's taken over.
All right, well, I guess let's just jump in. I want to get kind of a first impressions before we like deep dive into some of the systems that we're really liking, and I'll just throw it. To you, Scott, we'll start with you.
Sweet.
The guy who hasn't played MMOs in a long time.
It's been a while.
Since you were hesitant.
But you did. Not in the mood.
You've stuck with it so far, which I don't want to say I'm surprised, but I'm glad that you're, you know, hanging out with us and playing the MMOs.
To be honest, I haven't played that much. Like, yes, I've been playing it now for a couple weeks, but it's only
been a few hours. To that. Is that one of the positives, right? Like, if you're a person who doesn't have tons of game time, can you still enjoy New World, or have you been able to?
I don't know if I can make that conclusion yet, at least in my special case, or just in my own experience. I don't know yet. I want to get past the story. I want to get to a point where I'm finally playing the game. It's not quite end game content like we'd normally call it, but just to the harder, more robust areas of the game. So once I get there, that's the part I'm worried about. The leveling's fun. Getting skill points for doing simple things like gathering is fun. It hits that reward system real quick. But I know that now Rob is up at 200 crafting on something. And like, it's that point where it takes so much crafting to get one skill point that thing slows way down. Right?
I mean, I got to 200 on skinning hides, I think.
Same.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers.
Skinning's great. Wow. Skinning's great.
Classic.
Wow.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of the same way. Like, I'm not a huge combat veteran like some of you guys are, so I like to be able to level up by doing all those types of things.
Yeah. Mm. Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense. And the other thing I was going to say too is like, we're talking about overall first impressions here.
Yeah.
I so far it's great. I got over my little avoidance of the colonial theme and just decided to embrace it. Right, let's just see what we can work with here. That was pretty easy to get over, and then once I was past that, I was getting a lot of the same feelings as I would in Valheim. The gathering is real fun. It feels, it can be zen. You don't have to do it while you're playing. it's just a cool, it's unique. It makes gathering feel important. And the combat, while not my favorite, is definitely one step above Guild Wars for sure, Tom. Because that combat is weird. Just look at him. The claws come out. But yeah, the combat is, I wouldn't say it's outstanding. It's not the game's strongest suit. I don't think it does that best, but it is passable. It is fun in some aspects, but it doesn't check that box like something like WoW would or Star Wars or something like that.
Conan.
I never played
Conan, man. I haven't heard that one in a minute.
But overall, before you guys tell us your experiences, I would just say, hey, it's a solid game. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's phenomenal, but it's making steps in the right direction, and it's been fun for all of us to play. So if I was playing alone, I probably wouldn't play it. But it's fun enough that when you are with people like you guys and our other friends, it makes the game a lot more enjoyable.
Hmm. Right on. We'll stick with Rob or Chase, either one of you guys. Any initial impressions? Because I know both of you guys. I don't know, Rob. Maybe you've been into an MMO more recently. I'm not sure. But I know Chase hasn't.
I don't know. Would you consider Lost Ark an MMO?
MMO light.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's ARPG style, but
very different.
The type of things you do would be MMO. Like, I kind of I look at the gathering and crafting and all that is kind of has a little bit of Lost Ark to it, but obviously the combat is completely different. It's like a more refined Valheim.
Exactly. That's the best way to put it. We've said that a few times.
Yeah.
Okay. But you like it though so far, right, Rob? I mean, you're killing us on all the crafting and gathering,
just destroying us.
You know, so there's got to be something to it, right? That's enjoyable.
Yeah.
What is really enjoyable about it for you?
Seriously relaxing. It's just kind of looking at, like, the game is beautiful. The graphics for a game that has so many people in it at the same time to be able to run those graphics, and you know, I don't even hear my video card fan start up until about 20 minutes into the game, so it's not even taking a lot of resources either, so I don't know how they did it. But
that is one thing I will piggyback on real quick. I like, my computer is not like a super computer. I have a 3070, which is good, but I'll play older MMOs and I'll have trouble hitting 60 frames. And so I don't know if it's just the new technology, or I don't know if they were just able to optimize incredibly well, because my game runs super smooth. Mm. Well, at least when I'm out of town. But
yeah,
it, for the most part, I mean, my game looks beautiful. I don't see any drop frames, and I'm running on ultra settings, and I'm like, wow, this is decent on a 1440 monitor with a 3070. Yep. And I'm pretty happy with it. So I don't know. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Rob, if you had some more stuff.
No, I'm cool.
Right. Now we figured something out this tonight with Scott. He had his game installed on a standard spinning drive, and
terrible.
You know,
boomer.
New game. Such a boomer. For shame. No, but you had him swap it over, and all those issues that you were experiencing are pretty basically gone now. Yeah.
It's been enjoyable to play now.
Okay.
A little more than it was.
Yeah, you got money, get a solid state drive. Come on, man.
Yeah. I'm going to
college anymore.
Definitely gonna do it now.
Yeah. That's cool. Chase, what about you, man? What's your experience been like for the first time in years?
I've been moving slowly, but man, I've been enjoying it. It's so funny because, you know, to what Scott was saying, you know, it's like, it really is. It's about the community. It's about the oddities that happen in the world too. And I think my experience has been in the funniest ways. The fact that the Discord that we have is kicking in high gear. You know, I'm role playing right now as a turkey hunter, and it's hilarious. And then I go and find out that there's a November turkey, I don't know what the name of it was,
Turkathon.
But you know,
Turkathon,
yeah, where there's a giant turkey that takes over the city and destroys it. I'm like, there's lore behind that, and I was like, this is hilarious. I was just going out and picking off turkeys because it was fun, and then I go and find out that there's this whole side quest that's huge in November that they do. And it's like, those are the kind of random experiences. And I'm like, I'm officially role playing as a turkey hunter. That's it. Like, then I found that out and I was like, I'm doubling down. Like, I'm going full colonial, like just off, you know, the ship with the Mayflower and like blunderbuss and all this. So it's just been a lot of fun in that regard. And, you know, and I make sure to jump off my horse as soon as I see another turkey. And today I was playing and there was five turkeys just wandering around. I'm like, oh, let's go. Let's go. So, you know, it's just like, it's random shit like that that just happens. And you just can't do, you can't have that experience in a single player game.
You know, so, you can run over the turkeys with your mount, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Wait, what?
Yes, you don't see them all dead on the road all the time?
Wait, just because people are running over turkeys.
No way.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
All the critters you can run over.
I think you can do that to rabbits too.
Well, yeah, that just okay. I'm gonna be. I have been picking up rabbits too.
Man, look at this is what I
dragon turkeys.
Look at Chase. He's so happy. He's the one that I would say has been having the most fun of all of us. He's posting screenshots. He's like, "Let's do professions. I'm gonna take this one."
You know, it's funny. It's funny because I feel like when I first started playing, you know, like EverQuest, and then I got really into WoW, and it's like, I don't even think those compare because, yeah, I was playing with my buddies and it was a lot of fun. But I think now that we're older, I think there's more fun to be had because we just have more historical experience of our lives, you know, that we can like perspective and like, you know, I played D&D for a few years when in my college years, you know, and so I have that storytelling, you know, style in my mind, you know, so it's like role playing is kind of a part of it now. And I haven't done this where I'm like, okay, this is hilarious, but I'm going to do turkey hunter. And, you know, and it's fun because I am slowly progressing, but I still feel a sense of there's progress. Like I really do, because I started doing jewel crafting and I know I set to do jewel crafting as my focus, my skill and my, profession. And I realized how hard jewel crafting is and how like grindy it is. But at the same time, I'm also really enjoying that too, because it's like, okay, who do I need to get such and such from? And who can get me, like today, I think Rob, you got me gold bars, or maybe it was Scott. You know, so it's like now I can do gold rings, you know, and it's like, okay, cool. I'm at that point now where I'm doing tier 3, tier 4s, you know, because I just hit 105 on my jewel crafting. So, you know, it's to that point where it's like, okay, now we're kind of immersed. And I was just, I don't know. It's just fun in that regard. It's that community like lift that helps. And the fact that the game is beautiful and I'm taking screenshots. I mean, I'm creating wallpapers in Photoshop. I'm like taking that next step of like, okay, yeah, this is worthy of a wallpaper. You know, so it's on so many levels. It brings an element of like MMO, even RPG, like a standard single player RPG that I haven't had in a long time, you know, because I used to be I used to consider Skyrim like the screenshot simulator. Yeah. And, you know, and it's like it's kind of become that in a lot of ways. It's slowed down my progression. Obviously I'm level 28, almost 29, almost 30, but I'm right there with Scott on that level when it comes to leveling. We're slowly making our way, but
that's okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. I feel a lot of the same things as you guys. I am, first of all, me and Scott kind of disagreed on this the other day, but to me, I think the game is like super immersive in the fact that I want to be in the world. Right. I don't super care what I'm doing, but I just want to be running through the zone. I want to be hunting, you know, to get my skinning up, you know, or if I, you know, me and Rob talk about this, we're doing those new races on the mounts and I see a gather, but I'm like, oh man, I want to jump off, but I can't because I'm racing, you know? And so I'm like, I don't know. It's cool. The music is great. You know, the day night cycle, just like you said, incredible. Chase, creates some just incredible scenes. You know what I mean? And so that's the first thing in a game. Like, if I just want to be in the world, then that's, you know, the first step. The first box is checked. And so
step one, turn off the entire chat, the global chat. That's step one.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. No, yeah. And so, man, I'm just loving being in the world. And really, I don't really care what I'm doing for the most part. I could be questing. I could be gathering stuff. It's just been enjoyable. And so, yeah, man, my first impressions are really exceeded any expectations I had, you know, because I was a person who played in the alpha and some of the betas, and the game was so different, and I was just like, you know what, I'm just not feeling it. I don't see this. I don't understand what they're doing here, where it's going. And so I checked out. I didn't buy the game and get into it, and of course, I'm watching, you know, I'm keeping up with it. You know, we're doing a MMO YouTube channel, so I'm seeing the stuff coming out. You got Josh Strive Hayes talking about how New World failed and all the exploits and bugs where you can't take damage when you're doing something. I don't know, all this crazy stuff. And I'm like, man, I was right. This game sucks, dude. And then, you know, just watching it progress over these last couple years and seeing the stuff coming with the expansion, I was just like, you know what? It just looks kind of fun. You know, I think it's worth a try. It's a buy. And another great thing, it's buy to play. There's no, you know, sub fee. And we'll get into some of the, you know, monetization stuff later, I'm sure. Because I have a few beefs with that. But but it was an easy, you know, easy to get into, low barrier to entry, just to try it and see what they'd done. And you know what? Man, I think it's been a great experience. It's even more so with all the guys jumping in. Just been really cool. So, I don't know. That's been me. But, James, you have been around since, I don't know if it was day one, but probably pretty close.
Yeah.
So, being a veteran of the game these last couple years, and I know you play a lot of MMOs, so you have good perspective on this, but what have you seen with the expand? Well, first of all, you can tell us about your experience just from a veteran. And then after that, maybe talk about, is the expansion living up to maybe what you thought it would be? Is it, you know, just kind of more of the same? We get a mount, a well, or so what's your take been as a long-term player? And then maybe talk about, you know, the expansion and what are your thoughts on that so far?
Sure. I'll start off by talking about your guys' experience too, because the way, like, now that I'm playing again and seeing you guys, you know, play and grow up your characters, just like I'm a dad, you know. Seeing all my little guys grow up,
grown
and, like,
up,
go out. And it's like, hey, do we just get some flint and we add this stuff and make a fire? Like, it's all great. But no, I think that's what's going on. Is like, you know, I listen to all these, you know, different podcasts, Joe Rogan, all that stuff, and then everything that we're doing, it's going back to nature. Like, this game really tunes in with nature, and it's I don't know, it's something going on where it's like almost primal. You have these things going on to where you're going out and you're skinning turkeys, you know, you're doing all this different stuff, you're looking at the rain, the day night cycle, and the game is like so immersive. It's not my TV.
whose TV is that?
Not me.
Is this Scott?
I hear some TV.
Oh, it probably is mine.
We knew it.
Continue.
There we go. somebody got the news in that in the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, I've heard it too. I'm like, yeah.
It's kind of a nice,
very professional.
I think the big thing for me is that you can do whatever you want in this game. And at the end of the day, you're actually appreciating the nature of the game. They hit it on the head. You're looking at, like I said, the day-night cycle. You can see the weather change, and everything is just awe-inspiring. You see when you cut down a tree, the sound of the chop, when you're mining on some type of stone, like the way it sounds. And you can hear it from a distance. And back when I started playing and PvP was like crazy, you'd hear that clink on a freaking rock, and you'd go like, oh, we're going to go murder who was ever over there, you know. So it's just this really immersive experience. And to speak to what Chase is saying about his, you know, role playing and everything like that about turkeys, he can hit max level by doing that. They actually had a story about someone who was a pacifist in the game that leveled from 0 to 100.
That's sweet.
Just
on life skills and skinning and stuff like that. So the game is just really there for whoever wants to play it. And they hit the nature part right. And I think that's what brings us back, is that everything feels so real. The way the musket fires when you're like aiming down, you look, hit someone really far away, you're like, oh, that felt great. The sound, the way it hits, and like you have to reload, you're like, oh crap, I have to reload, let me switch to different weapon.
And like, they're coming right towards me.
They have that real feel to it. So from my experience as go ahead, Scott.
Oh, I was just going to piggyback on what you said and take it right back, please. I don't think this game would have been as fun if it was a tab target.
Yeah,
100%.
The aiming is just, it really 100%. Adds that level of difficulty. Even the healing. The healing's hard. You have to actually aim a lot of your healing. So that's pretty difficult, too. So I think they really hit that immersive button. Now, as far as my experience as a veteran, there's so many quality of life improvements that they've made. The storage space, you used to have to go to different towns, and where your items were at, you'd have to take them out of the inventory and take them to the other town if you want to transfer them. Then they added it to where you can actually access all of your storages from across different towns. So that's a huge change that they made. There was no dungeon finder. You couldn't like teleport to a dungeon. Everyone would have to run over there, and then three people had to enter it before like you could enter the dungeon. And like, so they've changed that around to where you can like actually have like a group finder. Another huge thing was the expertise they took away for the expansion. It used to be like once you hit 60, now it's like, all right, cool, you can't get into any dungeon until you hit a certain expertise level, and all your stuff is like level 500 and you have to get up to 600, and you can only increase expertise by like +7 for like per day per item or something. And so it took like so long to do it, and so I didn't even get to that like expertise to play the dungeons, because I was just like, dude, I don't have time to sit here and do that. So the fact they took that away was great. And now with the new expansion, the mounts are awesome. They feel great. The way they sound, the way they run, the way they feel, the way you can upgrade them, kind of put different things on them, and you can put different hooves, and like the way they run on the road, you can run faster on the road.
I can't believe people off-road. Played this game for 2 years without a mount.
It's crazy.
It's mind blowing.
I was done after a week. Like, I can't do this.
Yeah. Yeah. It is the running. And that's what everyone said at the beginning. Is like, dude, I don't want to run everywhere. The game is beautiful. But when you're running somewhere, and like, you know, Tom could probably attest to this. Oh, crap. There's a bush. Let's go get that bush. All right. Let me run to the next. Oh, crap. I haven't seen that thing that I have to go mine. And so it's just like, you get distracted really easy. So.
I don't even remember what it was like before mounts, and I've only been playing for 3 weeks. Mounts are that good. Yeah.
I think we played it like two days or maybe 3 days before for the expansion launch.
So
and ironically, I keep forgetting I have a mount.
So for me to finish up, I haven't even experienced the expansion yet, because I literally did all the mount running quests where you get your mount leveled up to 250. And I just from going from 0 to 250 on my mount, my character leveled to 63. So the max level now is 65.
Whoa.
And so, yeah, I haven't even experienced the expansion. I went to the new zone and started running around, and I'm just now getting there.
Dang, I thought I have my horse at 75 was boss, but 250.
Shoot.
I didn't even know you could level
it's
your horse.
Weak.
Yeah. I even know we're playing a game. So it's been a great experience. It's been great, and seeing you guys play and everything kind of reinvigorated, you know, me into the game again. So
That's cool. I mean, I've been having a blast. Let's get into probably the thing that I think New World does best, and I think amazing, better than any game I've played so far. Granted, I'll just, you know, bury the lead right now. I haven't played a lot of games for the crafting and gathering elements, right?
Yeah.
My history with MMOs is rush to end game, spacebar every quest, text, cutscene, get my PvP gear, and get in the battlegrounds and war zones, right? Like, that's been my experience. So, to be fair, maybe I'm not the best to say whether other games have done it well or not, but, man, the first time I hit an iron vein or chopped a tree, I was just like, yeah, this is it. This is where this is what I'm going to be doing.
Feed my family.
In this game. And yeah, like Rob said, my skinning, I just hit over 200 yesterday. Awesome. You know, I'm you know, going ham hunting. You know, got my bow out. Yeah, alligators, turkeys, everything, wolves. And so, man, I just love it. I don't know. It's so weird because no other game has ever been able to pull me into like a crafting and gathering system.
Now you get the Valheim, man. That's why I
keep playing
it.
Maybe, maybe. But, yeah, but I can PvP in this game. But anyway.
That's right.
It's just the in sound design, we might talk about that separate, but the sounds of gathering, it's just a visceral experience to gather. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the other day I was in maybe Windsward. There's like a, you know, western part of Windsward. There's like a little run, like a little peninsula that has all the hemp and, you know, the gatherables where you get the hyssop, whatever the herbs are. And it's just like a track you can run. And I just ran it for like hours just watching the day-night cycle change and fighting people over all the nodes, you know what I mean, trying to to beat them to the next one. And I was just like, man, I could do this all day. Like, there's like no reason for me to stop. I just thought it was super zen, super chill. And
that's
the problem, was just my inventory, my bags kept getting full, you know. I'm like, okay, I need to upgrade these. But I don't know, man, I am thoroughly enjoying the gathering, the crafting, all of that stuff. What are you guys feeling on that? Let's start with you, Rob, because I think this is more up your alley. Obviously, we're posting our life skills, you know, screenshots in the chat, and of course Rob is like 100 everything, reaching 200, and I'm trying to keep up, but I'm not quite there. So Rob, what are your thoughts? So
I didn't even know you could get to 200. Clearly, I have no idea what I'm doing.
I have to say that my favorite thing in the game is beating people to resources. Like, just when I'm running across against somebody and I beat them to the like my star medal.
See you.
My star medal. My silk. My.
Do you have the area chat on?
That'd be PvP. Funny. It's Rob's PvP.
That's Rob. Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's me. It's mine.
Oh my god.
You know there's an area chat, right? I do know that.
That's good. I know it's there, but I haven't used it yet.
Do it.
That's so great.
Especially if that's your favorite activity.
That's awesome.
Just yell the note out. Hemp, hemp, hemp,
duel
hemp.
Me.
Oh man.
I challenge you to a duel, sir. Thrust.
Harry.
Yeah, I would duel somebody for it.
Heck yeah.
My hemp.
There you go.
So yeah, so how's it compared to maybe some of your other favorite games as far as gathering and crafting and stuff, Rob? Does it rank up there, or is it just like, it's okay, it's good? What do you think?
Well, I mean, the only game that's like this that was Lost Ark and Valheim. Lost Ark, it's kind of like the resources don't disappear after you get it. So like everybody's just going after the same thing. Yeah, yeah. It doesn't matter. Yep. Whereas Valheim, there's not other people with you, so you don't get that with that type of game. Yeah. So having other people in the world and fighting them for resources and getting into it before them is kind of a thrill.
That's cool. But it's cool enough that it's kept you kind of, I mean, you're kind of pushing max level and all this stuff. Is that going to be is that what you're going to do in the game? Is that what is bringing you the most fun as far as jumping in to the game?
And I'm trying to stay away from some of the things that you guys are like. I've tried to stay away from fishing as much as possible. And I haven't done a lot of jewel crafting. Even though I have a lot of jewels from all the mining I've done,
please throw them my way.
I haven't done much riding as far as the quests have gone. I've obviously used my mount as where I can, but just going around and gathering and building my armoring and weaponsmithing, it takes a long time to level that up.
It does.
Compared to everything else. Like, I feel like I've been building weapon, and then I found out that the spear and the hatchet
are engineering.
And I'm like, so I've been
and the bows, right? Bows
are bows, engineering as well. Well, bows are in the engineering thing, but the spear and the hatchet are in the forge.
Weaponsmithing, yeah.
So I got confused, yeah. But whatever. Now my engineering is over 100, so.
Nice. What about you, Chase? What's your experience been with the life skills in the game so far?
Man, it's been a cycle of trying to figure out where to do, you know, where to pick up things, how to, you know, like, I've been jumping between stone cutting, back to the shop, back to jewelry crafting, back to the shop, back to stone cutting. It's literally a cycle. Like, I'm running, I look like an idiot. I don't know if I'm doing it wrong, but like, now that we have mounts, I'm like horse mounting through the town, you know, from point to point to point to point to point, and then coming back and, you know, crafting new jewelry, you know, at the whatever it's called, the clothier, or I don't know what the station's called.
The outfitting station.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm bouncing all over the place, and I feel like I'm getting pretty effective because I've actually created some jewelry where I'm actually able to sell it. I just started, I was able to start doing earrings, and some of these earrings sell for 900 coin plus. So I sold one for 875. I undersold the person who had a similar one, and I sold it for 875. And all that gave me money was just to go buy some, if I needed silver ingots, I was like, okay, I need 50 silver ingots. So I'm like wheeling and dealing, trying to find the lowest, you know, person who's like, you know, the lowest bidder. I'm like, okay, how many can they give me, you know, 50 ingots for how much? Okay, I'm doing the math. I'm like, at this point, I should be running an Excel spreadsheet because at the end of the day, I'm like ultimately trying to make money, and yet it's like running a business in this town. I feel like, and this is weirdly, like, I'm a really process driven kind of person, even though I'm very creative. I love processes. And I think that's what it scratched, that process itch of like, okay, I'm going to go here. 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 And I'm going to come back and I'm going to do it. And then I'm going to pawn it off and make money on that. And then hopefully like be able to make enough. And then obviously I'm giving you guys, I'm trying to get to a point where I'm able to give you guys something that's worth, you know, keeping. I've got a stockpile of things that I think are pretty worthy, but it's just been a really kind of, I'd say it sounds so mundane, but in my in my mind, like an MMO should be that. It's like, there are the mundane things that you do, but then there's also the exciting, like, I'm an adventurer type, you know, things that you're going to do. But it's like, for me, I'm like a shopkeeper. I'm like a rogue shopkeeper out there, you know, trying to sell his wares, you know, and like, that's really what it's being for me. It's just this like vicious cycle of, you know, it's just fun in a weird way. It's so fun to do that.
What you're trying to say, Chase, really is something we've all been looking for. And we've even talked about, New World has done a very good job at bringing back a lot of that early MMO feeling of being in the game world that pretty much all of them have been lacking, quite frankly. So it captures a lot of the OG essence of what made us fall in love with MMOs.
Yeah, because I don't want to feel like the adventurer at all times. You know, I don't want to, it's like you want that extension of like a fantasy version of your existing life, or maybe something that you think you could do better in a virtual life. I mean, that's really what it is. And it's like, in the weirdest way, like that process brain of mine is just, it's so latched in, and it just scratches that itch of like, okay, how do I, what's the most efficient way for me to get the jewel crafting up, and you know, am I gonna make money on it? It's really neat, and it's been a long time since I don't even think WoW really scratched that itch, honestly, because I spent so much time just, you know, going out on raids and doing all of that stuff, and it's like, you know, it's a different level of gameplay, obviously.
Before I throw it to Scott, I kind of want to talk about something you just mentioned. You mentioned jewel crafting being really tough, and I do see that the complexity in the system is with the crafting part, right? Because it seems like to me you need, in some of them at least, you need resources from almost three different gathering trees sometimes to make things. And so for me, and just saying it, my enjoyment has come mainly from gathering. Like, it's just so fun to be in the world and gather. And I did get my armor smithing over 100, so I'm making progress there. But you got to really focus on that. You got to really, hey, I got to save these resources that I'm gathering here and here instead of getting my, I got my engineering over 100 as well. So I'm like, when I'm doing that, I'm taking resources that I could be putting towards armor smithing. So you kind of have to have a plan, for the crafting sections of how you want to approach it. Whereas the gathering, you can just go out, have fun, run around. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you could probably just make money gathering and just sell the stuff if you really wanted to, if you were dedicated to that without having to craft.
I'm in the trade post enough to know that people do make a lot of money doing that. Right. Yeah.
So I think it's almost beneficial to get all the crafting up to 100.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, not crafting, gathering.
Gathering.
Yes.
And then maybe pick one of the or two of the, crafting things you want to do. But Scott, since the world is not, since the game's not super immersive for you, how is gathering?
Yes.
Let's clarify.
Let's go into that. Let's talk about what your initial impressions on were just like of the world and stuff like that.
So we've talked about immersion a few times. I consider immersion to be every part of the game that creates the whole. So if it's missing one of those, depending on what it is, it can really change the game for me when it comes to immersion. Like, I'm going to say, because I'm a shill now, Red Dead 2. Wait. Oh, you're going to wait for it. Yeah, can't wait for it. Game's perfect, all right? So that's immersion to me. But yes, overall, capturing I think you're using immersion in the sense of the game just pulls you in and you enjoy being there. It's fun to be in the world.
Right.
Whereas I'm like wanting to almost manifest this as like myself being in the world, being part of it, like just in immersed in the characters and the story and everything. So for me in this game, I have no idea what's going on in the story. I haven't been paying attention to it. I don't know why, no particular reason. I'm just not into it. So I'm not immersed in that sense. But when it comes to the crafting, the gathering, just being in the world, sure, it does bring me into it. It does make me want to be in it more. So, yeah, I have definitely felt the type of immersion that you guys are probably using, not my super nerd.
Yeah, like L.A. Noir, like you are in the game and you're making immersions.
Right. Well, Scott, you should just align against the turkeys with me. And then we could fight the turkeys, and I just realized the name of it is Turkolon.
Turkolon. Okay.
We're gonna fight until we take down the big turkey. There you go. That's your immersion.
It's
right
a fun
there.
Event, just, actually.
You know, fight.
So fight. Have you tried
installing now?
Have you tried to focus on anything, Scott, as far as crafting or gathering so far, or just kind of like doing a little bit of whatever?
Nah, I mean, the gathering is just, I'll do it in spurts. I'll see some stuff and like, oh yeah, I should probably get that. The crafting, I've done a little bit of the chef, but I'm not usually into that stuff. So I'm not going to go overboard like Rob over here and just become a master of all. It'll happen.
Appropriate amount like Rob. I mean, it might not be overboard.
Yeah.
Cool. James, what's your experience been with that stuff from the beginning? I know starting any new game at the beginning, usually the PvP is the most fun for me. I'm sure you played a lot of PvP, but I mean, is gathering and crafting always been something that you've been into, or is it just like a thing now where all of us are getting in? It's like, hey, let's pick this up. What's your experience been?
Yeah, for me, crafting has always been a secondary in most games. Mm-hmm. So in this game, I'm a master chef. obviously, just like real life. I'm out here cooking tri-tips and stuff and basted turkey legs. Thank you, Chase. So right. I think the crafting is amazing as far as it doesn't feel like a chore. It feels like what I'm doing is going to help something that else that I'm doing. It's not like, crap, let me go do all these things and just to get this next item. Like, you don't need to craft to make better weapons or anything. It does help, but it's not like an absolute necessity like other games. Like, you have to grind and all this other stuff. It doesn't feel like a grind. It feels like, I'm going to go out and cut some trees so I can get some lumber and get this lumber and make this into some arrows and other stuff, which was another quality of life thing. They took out the ammo requirement to where you can have zero ammo and still do damage. It's just you do more damage with bullets.
So that wasn't that way before?
Correct. You would run out, and ammo used to weigh. So you would be weighed down by your ammo. Jeez. So if you, especially bullets. So if you shot guns, your bullets weighed you down, and you don't have like your gun and your bow. And I was and when I started, I only had a gun and a bow, and I was all decks. And
I'd be
over-encumbered all the time. So they took out the weight requirement for the ammo and, like, you know, little stuff like that. So, but yeah, as far as crafting everything, like, the crafting is a lot more in depth in this game. And it feels almost like EverQuest 2. I don't know if you guys played EverQuest 2, but, like, you're actively, like, enhancing your craft as you're doing the crafting. So if you wear different clothes, like my chef, I put on my chef gear slot, and I can have a, instead of a 12% chance of having a bonus, I have a 45% chance of creating bonus stuff. So when it comes to different foods, I create like double usually when I'm actually cooking. And so you can definitely affect, and you've seen it with the armor smithing too, I'm sure, Rob, where you can add like there's like five different modifiers or variables. You can use different fuel for your stuff. So it is very in depth if you want it to be, or you can be like, take my star metal and just do it like all. So I think it does have a lot of variation. It does keep it enticing. And most games I try not to craft unless it's absolutely like you absolutely have to. But this game, I'm just doing it for fun. So
nice. Yeah, man. Like I said, it's totally pulled me in. That's most of my game sessions. I got pretty far in the story until I wasn't getting any more main story quests for some reason, and the mobs were getting hard, and I was like, why am I even doing this? Why am I not go gathering hemp right now? Like, this is stupid. And so I just left that, and I'm like, I got to go fish. Like, there's more important things to do. And the cool thing is the gathering, like, you get XP. Like, you can, like you said earlier, you can level all the way up. And so I was like, why am I not doing the things that I'm enjoying the most? And so that's what I chose to do. And I think that's a really cool feature. Before we get into some of the negatives, I know we just talked about crafting. Is there any other big standouts for you guys so far that you think is worth mentioning as like a standalone that you want to bring up?
Fishing is still so much fun.
It is. So is music.
Yeah, and the music, yes.
Guitar Hero.
Especially making
a band.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah.
Literally, like, Guitar Hero.
It's so small, but it's such a fun addition.
Yes.
It allows to do something with other people.
I was trying to hit 100, and Coltrane hit me up on Discord. He was like, hey, let me log in. And we jammed for like an hour, and he got me to 100.
Oh,
I was,
man.
Like, it's so cool. We're just sitting there getting tips. I think you could just make more money getting tips from playing songs.
I don't know. Did I say this in the last podcast? But I sat in town in the about. Town the main town square, and I probably made 300 coin in tips. And I was like, "This is so weird." Yeah. Like, people are actually listening,
like
sitting there screwing up.
No, this was hilarious. We play a song, and Coltrane was like, "Yeah, this one goes out."
To
all those in the Windsward Inn.
Yes.
Was he in the area chat?
Yeah.
The area chat?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Fine ladies out there.
That area chat?
We are sitting on a gold mine right now.
It's been a fortnight since you've heard this last one.
Totally.
Talk about role playing, right? Like,
I'm going to get the band back together.
We just need to get Coltrane and James and just combine them.
Rattling band.
That'll just
be
too much sexiness for one area.
I think that goes back to your point. I think you said this in the last podcast. What was the last podcast? Or it might have been the last episode where you basically say that there is that lack of lasting impact of one person in in an MMO anymore, you know? And I think in that funny way, you know, Coltrane and Tom playing the drums could be the traveling band. Like, oh, we got to look for these guys. They were, they were at such and such
moment.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And it's like those weird oddball situations, you know,
like Chase the other day when he was trying to catch the legendary fish and we just watched him for like 30 minutes.
Oh man. I'm still,
I could
feel him
actually getting anxious.
I got my legendary. Like,
and the meter's changing, but then it goes over again.
Me and Coltrane had a lot of requests for that darn fish. You know, that was my favorite. So favorite song.
Oh man.
Yeah. Any other big standouts for you guys? I mean, I don't know. It's not we've talked about graphics, crafting.
Yeah.
I would say the PvP is interesting. I experienced a random experience today out in front of, I think it was a fort or something. And there was just some random PvPers jumping around, you know, whatever. And I decided to kind of spark up a conversation on voice chat. And I was like, hey, guys, let's make this interesting. Let's throw down some money and send it over to this guy. And the guy, they were all in a group or whatever. I was like, he's like, yeah, all right, send me, let's do 50 coins a round or something like that. And he's like, okay, we'll split the pot. And so everybody, there was like 10 people just surrounding these PvPers, watching them fight. And then eventually some baller guy rolls up, level 65 guy rolls up, and he's like, all right, so anybody that can kill me with, what was it? It was like Emblaze. What was it? Incinerate.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, if anybody can kill me with Incinerate, I'll give you 1,000 coins. Wow. Dude, nobody could do it. It was the funniest thing to watch. People are jumping around. They're trying to do Incinerate. No, he was just, everybody tried. It was at least
Chase
20
starting his
tried.
Own cage fighting. Like,
it was so random. It was so random, but it was fun, man. It was just like, hey, let's just see if this happens. And people, and I literally sat down and I just watched. And I was just like, all right, this is cool. Like watching this in game, you know? So, it was fun. It was just another one of those MM moments, as we call them. You know,
I tried to branded say that 5 times
hashtag MM moments.
Yeah, I would just say the other big standout for me is just the social aspect. Just it's a you know, Scott, you kind of hit on this, but it's a game, and James, that is, there's something for everybody, right? Mm-hmm. So when you have a group as eclectic as ours, you can find something for everyone. You can get together, chill in the Discord. And I think for MMO vets, you know, Scott talked about this in our last video about the nostalgia factor, and some of the things just aren't there with MMOs that we had when we first jumped in. And in a way, we've been trying to chase that this whole time. And so I think we're kind of getting back to that social aspect in our own way, trying to recreate it. And I think it's working. I think it's been a lot of fun to have everyone hanging out again and finding a common game that we can enjoy. And kudos to New World. I mean, they're doing a great job. I don't know. You know, I haven't got to end game yet. I'm sure we'll have another podcast down the road after we've got there and talk about all that stuff. But for now, what a great experience leveling up.
Here's this philosophical tail end that I've come to is that especially for guys in our age, especially guys with kids, you want to feel like your game time matters, but you also don't want to feel like you're just throwing hours away of your time into a game. Yeah. And that's why I've, for the most part, avoided MMOs for a long while now. But at the same time, now when I play single player games or something like that, I just feel like I'm wasting hours. Like I should be, those hours could be used for something better.
Mm-hmm.
So it's weird now that I've kind of circled back to MMOs again, because again, especially in a game like New World, because no matter how little I play, or even the time that I do play or play more than I shouldn't have, I'm still progressing towards something that's always ongoing and always part of a larger picture and more players. Whereas a single player game, it's like, I just put 50 hours into that and I'll never, it doesn't even matter. Like,
you'll never get that time back.
So MMOs feel like, it's probably still to some degree a waste of time. I'm still getting something out of it in addition to fun and enjoyment. My time is still paying off in this other world and adding things to my evolution in that realm. So
yeah, because you get to talk to us.
And that's a big bonus. That's a big bonus.
Well, let's jump into some things that maybe we don't love about New World so far, and maybe some things we think that can be improved, or maybe just some speculation down the road on a few things. Anybody want to kick the ball off with a little rant or a little, you know?
I'll start because mine's not much. And I don't have as much experience as anybody here, so I don't think it's fair for me to say, oh, they need to do this. So mine's more like little nitpick things. I would like to see swimming. That would be another thing that I'm like, how is that an oversight? I would like
you don't
to
you
see...
don't like walking on the bottom of the
iron boots.
I'd rather it just kill me immediately than me walk there like I've made a grave error.
You have 12 seconds to get that back to land.
And then it's like you have a mini panic attack trying to get back. But yeah, I'd like the other thing. I'd like the bank to be just one. Like I'd like to be able to access my stuff from
or every the area. Build bank too. I think,
even though James, the way it was prior, is a lot worse than it is now. So I'll take that. But yeah, just little things, and I'm sure there's a few I've forgotten. But those two things mainly stick out to me.
Valid, yeah, for sure. Anybody else have something that's grinding your gears?
I just wish they'd let me jump a little higher.
That's another good one. Yeah,
the parkour is nice, but you jump like. It's like Woody Harrelson in that one movie.
You can say it.
I mean, at least they grab the ledge.
You already have a free pass card, James. It doesn't work like that.
Half of me does.
You know what, James? We can't jump because we have bad knees. That's how it is. Yeah. We always have bad knees.
That's torn ACLs. The most immersive part of the game.
I wish I could jump higher. Yeah, we all do.
No, the jumping animation is pretty trash.
It might as well not even exist. It's pointless. Like,
hey, at least
which is why they can't swim. They don't have any leg power.
No, the parkour is really cool. It's hard to go back. You know, like I've logged into some MMOs since then. I'm just like, man, this sucks not having parkour elements in here. This
jump
is
on
just,
a ledge.
Yeah, exactly. Parkour. Okay. Who else? Chase, I know you got something in the chamber ready to go.
I mean, I feel like I cooled off a bit. My only complaint is kind of what Scott was saying. It's the shared, stash, the storage. It's if in all the processing that I'm having to do with you know, jewel crafting, it would be really nice to be able to go and not have to tab through and. Because I know when you're in a town, you can use the storage that's in that town, you know, but I'm having to transfer some of the stuff that I'm doing from other towns into, and I'm being really like, again, going back to like spreadsheet style, I'm being very careful where I put things, but then I'm like, oh shoot, that's right. I'm not in the town that I'm crafting this at even, you know, and so I'm like trying to do all these perks in specific towns to where it's like, it costs me less, you know, and yes, I'm like, again, I'm going full spreadsheet in this game. Where it costs me less to do crafting here, but then I'm like, oh shoot, that's right, I have this one over here and I need to bring those over. You know, there's these liquids you have to use when you're doing gemstone crafting, and so it's like there's all these things that you have to like, kind of think about and like where you put things in the storage so that when you start your crafting you have to make sure that you have them there available to you at the time you're at the station. And then if you don't, then it's like, oh, shoot. All right, hold on. I got to go get him. I got to put him in my actual, you know, loot area. And so it's just that one step. You're like, oh, shoot, that's right. I forgot this. Okay, hold on. I'll be right back. Mm. You know, and that's the only thing that kind of just has been like, all right. But hearing James talking about like what it was and hearing what it is now, my God, like I would lose my mind if I had to like try to micromanage that aspect. Like, I'd be like, oh, God, I got to go to this town because I lifted over. Oh, my God. Yeah. So,
interesting.
It's better than hearing what it was. So, yeah, it's just that little half step.
Yeah, I think that brings up a bigger conversation within MMOs, right? Like, like, I understand there is some aspects of an MMO. Like, for example, we talked about the crafting. Mm-hmm. You got to pull from three different gathering disciplines to craft high tier stuff, but you know, because it would make it meaningless and not worth anything. But there's some pain points, like having a mount, not being able to swim, making an inventory system that is incredibly frustrating. Like, that's not good game design unless it serves a specific purpose. Maybe their goal in the beginning was to create more town identity, you know, like, oh, I stay here, this is where my storage is, or something. I'm only guessing. I don't know 100%.
I think it's, you know, and
factions. Right. And I've heard them talk a little bit in some of the expansion, you know, lead up about, hey, we're taking off expertise and we're removing some of these things because we realized, hey, we have so many great weapons. We want people to experience all these builds, but we have this system that is making it incredibly tough for people to just change their builds when they want. This is not good game design. This is an unnecessary, you know, drawback to the game. And so I know lots of games still suffer from this, from WoW to pretty much name any MMO, you know. So yeah, the storage is frustrating. James, are there still any holdovers for you that we didn't name that is like, you know what, this has been a thing since the beginning, I really wish this was different, or another game does this differently, they need to adopt this? Is there still some things hanging around for you?
I agree with, like, the storage system and everything, still having some type of pool from storage. If you have the item somewhere, like, you should be able to do something like that. The guild storage, like, there's no guild bank, there's no, like, way to share with guild members besides, like, oh, I'll just deposit into this money into a void, and then anyone can just kind of take it out if they have the privilege to do it. It's just like, that's cool, but I want to be able to, like, give crafting items to someone without having to physically go to them in game, which is, you know, I get that's probably an aspect, but the way to ship items to each other needs to be different. I think there needs to be ways of interacting with players from afar, so you don't have to stop everything you're doing to go meet in a town and be like, all right, hey, I got those two things that you needed so you can do this, and let's meet at this location and go. It should be like, hey, I got this carrier pigeon, here you go. They want to keep it colonial, you know? Some, like, carry
pigeons. They can carry that 200-pound gear.
Yeah. So,
plate of armor.
Carry lumber.
Take away the storage aspect.
That visual is great.
That's one bulked up pigeon.
Yeah, so the housing has taken away a lot of the storage issue, because in my main town I have 3,000 storage weight. Because of my you can put chests in your house and it adds storage to the town.
I did not know that either.
Yeah, so that's a really cool thing. Being able to interact with other players from afar. And the chat system is kind of wonky too. It has a feed now, because that didn't used to be a thing. You have to kind of filter it, but the fact that it has a feed is good, but you'd have to, like, you still have to, like, go through all your chat windows to get what you actually want. And I don't want to sit there and filter all my chats. I would rather just have it like, all right, I want to be on party chat and not to go through three menus to get there. So it's just like little stuff.
One of the craziest things, like you mentioned, is the no guild storage, you know?
Yeah.
I think I've given every single piece of jewel crafting to Chase, Arcana to Coltrane, cooking stuff to Scott, and it would just be so easy to just throw it in the bank. You know, then we have to be on at the same time. Sorry, Rob, I know we have a lot of overlap, so I haven't given you much stuff. Yeah. That kind of blows my mind. Like, where is that? That needs to be a thing. And I don't know. A few other things for me. I think some sort of guild housing would be really cool.
Yeah.
I would like
them. Where's the guild halls? Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
I think just guild stuff in general.
Well, I guess you get a whole city. Job. So.
Yeah. And they kind of have the, you're right. The cities. Yeah. So it's like, that's true.
But then you can't be a group of like five, like us. Or six like us to take over a whole city. You have to be able to take over a city. So I think maybe some type of medium.
Totally, but yeah, a guild house where we could all go in, interact, have our stores, just whatever. I think that would be super cool. Mm-hmm. The other thing on my list is, Scott touched on it a little bit, I'm still not sold totally on the combat. I think PvE, it feels pretty good. I'm just kind of unsure how PvP is going to feel, you know, in the...
Same.
In the little time that I've, you know, experienced some open world, I quickly turned it off. I was like, I don't know. I didn't have a lot of perks and I, you know, wasn't very high level. And so in my experience, games that are action combat usually turn into an AoE fest when it comes to PvP. So, you know, I think back to WildStar especially, you know, it's just like, telegraphs all over the screen. You're like, what am I even looking at? You know what I mean? In PvP. And so so I'm a little unsure about that. You know what I mean?
It'll change.
I think the build, some of the build craft, it looks like to me that the complexity is in how you perk your gear a lot and your weapons. And some of that seems a little unnecessarily complicated, maybe. Maybe I just don't know enough about it yet. I would just be able to be like, hey, you know, let me switch to bow and spear. And now I'm like, oh, I just pick what I want and go and I'm good. But it seems like it's not quite as simple as that. So combat, I'm still up in the air on, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's not terrible. But in the long run, I'm kind of unsure. And then the last thing that I really have a problem with is the prices in the cash shop are freaking outrageous. Like $40 for like a couple skins and a weapon, like some of the bundles they have. I'm like, what is going on? Like, that's more than the game cost.
Yeah. I was selling the horse. I was selling those horse bulls, whatever, the feed.
Yes.
Yeah, they're going for like $300+. I was like, wait, what? Like,
well, no,
what?
I mean like the cash shop, like the real money cash shop.
The trade.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I think it's just so disproportionately priced.
Yeah.
It's just kind of blowing my mind. You know, I got like one outfit. I'm like, I don't think I can afford anything else. I'm just going to wear this for as long as I play New World. You know what I mean?
Just make sure you clean it.
And now if you loot something you like more.
Well, transmog tokens cost $2.50 for one.
Yeah.
That's absurd.
You're
that's
paying criminal. Like $15, $20 to do all your weapons and transmog for one outfit. You know, like.
Yep.
Am I nuts on that? Am I the only one?
No.
Apparently, they have like the elite chests, from what I understand, and those respawn like once a week or something like that. You can find one. Or is it every day? Okay, so every day.
One transmog token or something?
Yeah, so you can get one transmog a day. And I'm like, I have yet to find any elite chests. So
it's more of like the max level type thing when you guys are
I think max level, that's when you start transmogging. Yeah, that's what it's. Yeah. Seems like an end game thing.
The other thing too, the nitpick. See, you guys have brought a lot of them up for me too, but I wish the character customization was better.
Yeah.
But I understand why it's not, because it's not a tab target game. So there's hitboxes, even though like games like WoW had bigger hitboxes.
All the silhouettes are the same.
Yeah. This would be drastic because everybody would make themselves tiny and you'd be super hard to hit. So I would like maybe at least sliders for certain things. I don't know.
Be oddball out here. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Oddball.
Gotcha. Is he the short one?
Odd job.
There you go. Yeah.
I like oddball.
I'll edit that out. I'll dub over my voice.
Yeah, he's like over there. The odd job.
Odd job.
Get James to do the voice.
Yeah.
It's like when they cuss on those TV odd shows job. And it goes to like, hey, fruit face. It's like in a different voice. Like, hey, fruit face. It goes back to normal voice.
I don't know. I think that's all my concerns. Rob, did you hit any? Was there any extras that you had? Any issues that you were like, this sucks in the game?
Well, I'll never be going to a cash shop, that's for sure. So I don't have to worry about that.
Rob is notorious for playing Lost Ark without ever spending a penny.
One person that's in history.
Pretty impressive.
Wow, man. That is impressive.
Give him a little
I had 5 characters at max level. Didn't spend a dime.
Wow. That is genuinely impressive.
I once like saw three... this guy cash out at a casino with like 10 cents on his receipt. No shit.
Very frugal.
What you gotta do.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Any issues though, Rob, or things that you're like, man, this could be better or not too early in the game?
Nothing yet. I mean, maybe a little bit more enemy diversity, but now I'm starting to get a little bit more as I'm moving into other areas. Like I just started fighting the root people, and those look pretty cool. It's just been I'm just tired of seeing all the zombies walking around.
Zombies, the wolves, the occasional drachnoid looking thing, but like not enough of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's another good point.
Root people are cool though. I like them.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, the story for me has been I'm like, whatever. You know, it hasn't really pulled me in. Yeah, just kind of skipping through as much as I can.
Although the voice acting is cool. Like the little
top notch voice acting.
Talking to them and seeing the movements. Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, I just find myself watching them just to listen and see the character movements, but I'm not listening to whatever they're saying.
No.
I have no idea what's going on.
Half the time. Half the time we're in Discord talking to each other and I'm like going through.
That's probably it.
Yeah. It's like we're not fully engaged, but yeah.
Chase, is there anything else you'd like to see in the game besides boats? is that your
man,
one
why
thing
you gotta
on the wish
why
list?
You gotta sink my ship, man? That's
Chase would like to see trade post refunds.
Did you
Yeah, Chase, you got anything on your mind you want to talk about?
You know, no, I don't, guys. No. I'll be honest with you. I tried to get a refund because I know they lowered the price of the base game to $30. And I had only played it for two weeks and 2 days. And I was like, hey, can we split the difference? And Steam just shut me down. They're just like, nah. Yeah. You're done. Like you played more than 2 weeks. And I was like, okay, fine, whatever. That's fine. So I paid $30 for the expansion and $40 for the base game. You know, it was fine, but they did. They lowered the price right at launch of the expansion to $30.15.
That was pretty shady. It was like
$30.15. I was like,
yeah.
Damn, I could have gotten the whole game and the expansion for $45. I was like,
yeah.
So I should have waited.
Well, it's so weird, right, that they don't do pre-orders. They're just
that
like,
was really weird. I've never seen that.
The day the expansion comes out, you can buy it. I'm like, wow, that's like old school. That's like Halo 2 map packs.
Waiting in line at GameStop.
You know, at GameStop. That's right.
Yeah.
So it was a little weird. From my understanding, I've read some stuff. It looks like the game goes on sale like twice a year maybe or something like that for about $15. I'm not sure, or somewhere around there. And so maybe that's more known. But, yeah, this was the first expansion, so I don't think anyone knew. You know, for me, I've been playing it for a little while, and I think eventually we'll get our money's worth, you know, for the 70.
Oh, I feel honestly. Like I've gotten my money's worth, yeah.
Yeah.
Even at 48 hours in, I feel like I'm like, yeah, I really feel like I've accomplished, even in the early game, I'm still feeling like an accomplished part of the game, you know? So it's,
Yeah. So I don't know, but Chase, to your point too, I do want to see boats. That'd be super awesome.
It's so hard to hear the word boats.
Give me boat wars with, you know,
they need a water expansion, right? Like, you can swim.
Do turkeys swim?
Oh my god! Oh, I'm riding Steam. I have this guy that wants shut up about New World. Can you refund my game? All these turkeys.
I need to know turkey swim. That's I am the John Wick of turkeys. That's it.
Oh my god.
No, I think we'll just wrap it up here. Man, pleasantly surprised with the game. It's so cool that we're all in there playing and. Yeah, man, I think it's going to hold my attention for a little while. You know, I am totally want to see what in-game is like, what, you know, if we're going to run some dungeons or do some PvP. I'm really looking forward to Outpost Rush.
Yes.
Seems so like fun. A really cool PvP mode. I don't know what level I can get into that. I don't think you might have to be max level, James. I'm not sure if that's true.
No, you can get into it before that.
And can you? Okay.
Up to like a certain gear level.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. So I really want to run some Outpost Rush. Seems like kind of like a battleground type. You know, lots of players doing stuff. Yeah. That's like really appeals to me. Mm-hmm. And so, I don't know, man. Good job, New World. I just couldn't have, you know, thought about this before that we'd find a game that we like that's an MMO and everybody's back into it. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. Any closing thoughts? Anything you guys want to close with?
I think we should talk about influence races next week because I've been interested. I have no idea what the heck's going on with those, but I've heard.
I don't know.
It's kind of cool from what I've been reading, and people are like, "You need to get into it." And I'm like, "Okay, I don't even understand it," but like, it's kind of neat that like other factions, you know, can influence the basically turn the tides. Because I've seen a couple of towns just go flip-flop because of these influence switches. And it's really neat to see, like, oh, wow, no longer purple banners. There's yellow banners in this town, you know? And so the influence of the collective is turning those tides. So I'd love to I want to dig deeper into that at some point to get an understanding of the influence races. Because it pops up. I see it pop up, but I'm just like, I don't know if I'm, like, doing anything by clicking this or... So,
I see it pop up, and then like, oh, I gotta go gather more stuff. I just ignore.
Yeah.
It. So I don't.
Yeah, that's where you go back to. You go back to the just, you know.
No, it's kind of cool to create some kind of faction pride, obviously, obviously you get perks, right? If you're in a town where your faction controls it, so well, I think there's tons of systems that we still don't know about. That
there's a lot of fun to be had here, and I think we're gonna be talking about it for foreseeable future, probably.
Yeah, until Ashes of Creation comes out in 8 years.
What game is that?
So
what? I see it off in the distance.
Hold Ashes or Star Citizen? We're gonna do this podcast in 10.
Oh man!
Let's just say if Ashes can take what New World has done and make it better, we're in for a really phenomenal game. Look at Tom. He's like contemplating the future right there. he was seeing himself.
How long can I wait?
Being so happy playing Ashes, and then he saw the other side of him, like sitting in a
corner. I'm just depressed now.
Yeah. Oh no!
You know,
I have hope, sir.
Yeah,
it might come.
All right, man. Well, guys, thank you all for joining us tonight. We're having a lot of fun in New World. Have you jumped into the expansion? If you have, let us know in the comments. We'll start a conversation about what you like, what you don't like. Are you a new player, or have you been there from the beginning? Go check all these guys out. I'll leave their links to their channels and socials in the description below, of course. And, man, thanks for joining us for another podcast. See you guys in the next one. Later, guys.